Kramer with Mission Network News. Repatriation for the Rohingya refugees has been slow. Asian Access's Pastor Peter explains.
They are getting food here, they are getting shelter, and they say that they are not willing to go back.
But this is exhausting the resources of Bangladesh's government and the NGOs. Be praying for solutions for the Bangladesh and Myanmar governments. Asian Access is working with partners on the ground to provide food and supplies in the name of Christ. Next, the Troubles, a 30-year period where domestic terrorists attacked Belfast, Northern Ireland. There's peace now and the after effects. Biblica's Lindsay Hawley explains.
Some communities still have a legacy that is left over from the Troubles, where there is a high level of poverty, low employment, and issues associated with that.
But Biblica is there providing Bibles that people can easily read. And in a building where terrorists once plotted, now seeds of the gospel are being planted. So please, continue to pray. And finally, the Bible is God's tangible word. But what if you're illiterate? Ed Weaver, president and CEO of Spoken Worldwide, explains.
I think what we have done unintentionally as the Western Church and Western missions is that we've unintentionally implied that to unreached people groups in the world, if you can't read, God doesn't love you.
But as Christians, we know that isn't true. So Spoken Worldwide decided to do something new. Now they bring oral cultures the full Bible through story, song, and drama. If you're interested in reaching non-readers today, go to missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of 8 Christians who share valuable real-life lessons along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.